EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 25th and the 28th of March, 2024. Hello, how are you? Hope you're marvellous. Joining me as usual is Ree. Hello, Ree. How are you this week?
All right, Rob. How are you?
I'm all right. So, Ree's telling me that she got plans to go somewhere, and she won't tell me what they are until you lot are listening. Because she's now turned into one of those types of YouTubers.
No.
You've turned now. All it's taken is just to get to 50 episodes of this podcast, and you've turned into a tuber where you're like, no, wait till the cameras are on, mate. Wait till the cameras are on, and then I'll tell you all. Yeah,
so live reaction.
Yeah. So go on then. Get those views up. Tell us where you're going.
Brighton!
Oh, right, yes.
I'm hoping to bump into Suki and Eve while I'm there, you see.
You might do, yes.
You see? Yes, I'm off to Brighton for my daughter's second birthday.
Are you taking a clubbing?
Next week, the week after. No. Mm-hmm. I was hoping more the beach, if the weather's nice. If
donkeys.
Not, we're going to have to find some indoor activities. If anyone's from Brighton and you've got anything that you recommend us doing with a toddler, genuinely, please comment, because I have no idea. Never been before.
So what made you land on Brighton, if you're not quite sure what you're doing there?
Just don't. It's been...
A fair question.
Trying to decide something to do.
Did you literally just open an atlas and go there? Because atlas systems exist, don't they?
I actually don't even know how we got to Brighton, but that's where we ended up.
Because you don't live anywhere near Brighton, Ree.
No.
I'm not sure how you've landed on that, but there you go.
Well, I've always wanted to go. Me and my partner have always said, like, oh, we won't mind going. Yeah, it's meant to be a nice place, isn't it, Brighton?
Yeah, fair enough. Marvellous.
Eve thinks so, and I'll take Eve's recommendation.
Eve loves it. If you're ever having a bad time, you run away to Brighton. That's the East Enders way, you know?
So, there you go. I'm here for it.
Let us know what it's like, Ree. We hope you have a lovely time in Brighton.
I will. Thank you.
So, this week, it's been a bit of a week, hasn't it?
It's been quite hard to keep up, I shan't lie, Ron.
Well, it's been a week.
Well, anyway,
we've got quite a lot of stories to discuss this week, including the big one, which is the end of Ben, the end of Balaam, one might argue.
Is it the end of Balaam there, Ron?
Well, Callum says that he's all full of good intentions of, I'll wait for you. But it's Walford, isn't it?
Ben won't wait for Callum.
Whatever.
What are you chatting?
Whatever. Like, you can throw all the dedication you like at me, all right? You know, say, oh, Callum is Ben's soulmate. He won't even look at another man while Ben's in prison. I bet you a fiver that he does. All right.
Oh, see, I think it'll be Ben who'll crack first, and then Callum will be like, well, if Ben's done it.
We'll have to wait and see.
Let's have a little bet, shall we, Rob?
By the end of the year.
I bet it's Callum first.
We're not going to know if it's Ben first, because Ben's not going to be around, is he?
Yeah, but we'll hear off screen, surely.
Maybe. But I bet you a fiver, by the end of the year, Callum has slept with somebody else.
All right, yeah, no, fair, because I agree with that, so I won't bet it, yeah.
Tight as a crab's arse, you are, tell you. Right, so yes, we should discuss Ben's exit later on in the episode before we've got a load of other stories to discuss first, so let's get on with this week's Albert Square After Dark. So let's get cracking on with talking about, first of all, Jade, Dean and Jean. This took a turn this week. We suspected that Sherlock Jean had her suspicions about what was going on, and she actually landed on the truth this week, didn't she?
Yes, but I don't think that... I think that she actually believed Dean last week, by the way.
Okay.
That, from this week, I think that she believed what he said, and then she was like, sceptical.
Well, I don't know, because... Otherwise, what if she believed him last week, then why did she go looking in the pills and everything? Yeah.
Because I think that he started being more sus, and then she'll like, hang on, what you're saying is not right. Anyway, I don't know.
Well,
irrelevant now anyway, last week's happened, hasn't it?
Well, I mean, so Jean basically lands on what exactly has been going on with Dean and Jade this week when she's kind of going through the pills. Like she goes into the flat, sort of with the pretense of like looking after Jade, and then looks in these pills and medication because she's convinced that something's been going on with the medication, and discovers that the pills are all empty. And then when she throws it at Dean, saying, what the hell, Dean then turns it around on Jean, plants these empty pill like capsules in her handbag and is trying basically to make Jean think that she's having an episode.
Yeah, I'm not buying it, to be honest. I'm not buying that Jean had just fall for it. I thought when Dean was saying it to her, she was going to be like, oh my God, now I'm seeing how dark you are and that you would make up a lie like this. But instead, she believes it.
I don't know if she does believe him, though. Here's the thing. She says that she's going off, like, to sort of get her head together and have a rest and all that kind of thing. I don't believe that. I actually think she's gone for reinforcements, which means that she's either coming back with Shirley or she's gone to talk to, or she's coming, I think she's coming back with somebody.
She said she's going to see Mo and Freddie, so surely she's just going to come back with Mo and Freddie.
So she might come back with them, but I do not believe that she is believing Dean with this at all. I think she's trying to just get out of the way of it all for now and sort of think of a plan to how to help Jade.
I thought that she fully believed it, which I wasn't believing that she would believe it.
I think she started believing it. I think she thought that there was a possibility of what he was saying was right. But I think that she, once she started to kind of think about it, she spoke to Harvey. Harvey kind of said to her, I'm not really noticing anything, but you have been overdoing it a bit.
But she said that she's got gaps in her memory.
Yeah, I know. But I don't think
I think that she does believe it. And I don't think that Jean would believe it. But I think you've written it that she is.
Okay.
And that's why she's going. And like I say, when she was saying the thing about having gaps in her memory and stuff, I was like, you actually believe it, don't you then? Like, why is she having gaps in her memory? Because she's exhausted
Because she's
What if he's been tampering with Jean's meds too?
How will he have done that?
She would believe it. I don't know. Ask Dean.
I'll give him a ring. He's an expert on tampering with medication. I mean, it's frustrating because we know how, you know, Dean is like properly the villain in this situation. We've always got sympathy for Jean whenever anybody remotely sort of goes near Jean's mental health. We're our hackles are up as viewers and fans. Mm-hmm. We're like, stay away from Jean. Like little chihuahuas. So I kind of want, this is what I mean though. I think that Jean isn't as daft as this. I think that
I feel like Jean's taken herself away because she thinks she's been causing Jade harm. So if she thought that Dean was actually doing something, surely she'd want to stay to keep an eye on Jade in some capacity.
Maybe, but then at the same time, Dean's not going to let her near Jade at the moment anyway. So maybe it's better to sort of take a step back. I think that she's going to be on the phone to Shirley. Pinus has said that Shirley, we haven't seen the last of Shirley, so this would be a good time for Shirley to come back.
I agree, but I actually think in this particular case, she's believed what he said and just gone to go and stay with Mo and Freddie, and then she's going to come back with Big Mo and Freddie.
She's definitely going to come back with Big Mo and Freddie. This is probably going to be how Big Mo and Freddie return. I don't know how long this is going to take. Meanwhile, this leaves Harvey in with Dean. This leaves Harvey to sort of deal with the Dean aftermath and the Dean fallout. I hear tell that that's very much going to be the next focus of this story, sort of Harvey versus Dean. So that's going to be interesting to sort of see play out. But
I didn't know that would come in. But then Harvey's kind of bought into it as well with Jean and said, well, you have been exhausted. And I don't know, there's something not quite right with this. You're right, though, because like, why would she believe it? So maybe that is what it is. I don't know.
If she's getting gaps in her memory because she's tired. The thing is about Jean, though, is that she's going to be very oversensitive about her mental health because when you're in that situation with Jean, when you are at risk of having these episodes, I think you've got to be hypersensitive to anything that sort of suggests that an episode is coming or something's going wrong in your head. So I wonder if maybe there's a bit of consideration there. Like, right, okay, if he's right, I don't think he is, but if he is right, I'm just going to take myself away from the situation for now.
Yeah.
Just sort of reconvene in a little moment. And when I'm convinced that I'm okay, then I can look at this from a different angle.
Yeah, possibly.
I mean, let us know in the comments section. Because clearly we're disagreeing on what we think that Jean's perspective is on this, which is interesting. So let us know in the comments section, who do you agree with? Do you think Jean knows what's going on? Do you think that she is completely and utterly believing Dean? Let us know in the comments section below. And we'll return to this when Harvey and Dean butt horns. Right, so ladies and gentlemen, let's move on to the next story. On to Whitney, Brittany, and Zach now. So Whitney's back. Zach's planning a little baby shower. And that all seems to be going quite nicely until Brittany follows Whitney into the pub. Were you surprised to see Brittany? Did you think that she was going to come back with Whitney at any point? I thought it was kind of obvious that that's where it was going. Because we last time we saw Whitney, she was, Keely was saying, oh, take her off my hands then. So you kind of felt that that was probably where it was going to go. I didn't think that Whitney would be paying for it, though.
No, that surprised me. To be fair, Keely did set up, put your money where your mouth is. So maybe she.
Yeah, I know. I didn't make the connection. Also,
no, I didn't. At the
two
time.
Grand, quite easily pleased, didn't she?
Yeah,
two grand for a kid.
Also, I mean, wouldn't have thought Whitney would have that in her savings either, to be fair. So
well,
fair
I kind of thought
her.
I thought that 2 grand living in London was kind of realistic sum to have in your, you know, having your savings for somebody. I thought I didn't that and, maybe that's why it was 2 grand, because otherwise nobody else.
Say,
no way was Whitney going to have like 10 grand sat in her account or anything like that, was
Gotta
she?
Gotta be realistic.
Yeah.
I don't know about this. I don't know. Some of it's believable, some of it's not. I imagine she was going to come back with Brittany somehow, but I wasn't expecting it to be, well, obviously what has happened. But then why would they agree for you to foster a kid without Zach being involved and talking to Zach? Surely that's like a joint decision type of thing. Because wouldn't they need to question everybody who lives in the household? But wouldn't Zach know this?
Probably.
Well, Zach know this because they've done this process.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, either way, Zach ain't happy because Whitney has completely and utterly kept him out of all communications to do with this. And you sort of understand it from Zach's point of view, I think, that she's literally sort of not really thinking about the pregnancy or anything like that. She's not particularly taking it easy. She's just focused on Brittany. And Brittany and Zach have nothing to do with each other. So I can sort of see why Zach's feeling a little bit pushed out.
Well, yeah, completely. Like, you've just agreed to foster a kid without even consulting him about it properly.
Yeah.
Do you feel like Whitney's doing it as a bit of a distraction from a pregnancy, though?
Maybe.
I feel like she's trying not to think about a pregnancy too much because of what happened to Peach. She's just trying to get through it until she gets to the birth. I feel like it's a distraction for her, if anything.
Yeah, I can see that.
But she's not aware of it being a distraction. It's a subconscious distraction.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Yeah. I mean, we discover that this transaction has taken place because it's Lauren's 30th this week. Just a side note with the whole Lauren and Peter thing, that's sort of still going on. Peter's arranged this date. What I thought, by the way, his date was very, very up for the fact that she ended up for this first date that she went on this boat with. This first date that she went with Peter. They go to his.
But even if it wasn't a first date, why would you go on a date to his
ex's 30th? But she sat there with a glass of champagne in her hand going, happy birthday.
She's a keeper, Peter. She's a keeper. She seems quite understanding about this relationship you've got with your ex.
Quite happy.
Keeper,
quite happy. So, keep her around. If anything, she just likes a party. Like, fair play to her. Yeah, we like her.
The party. Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah, I'll get pissed. That's fine.
So you think Lauren and Peter still a thing? Because
I'm
thinking Lauren and Zach are going to end up getting together, you know? I think that's where they're trying to lead things. They had a little glance. Did you not see that little look they had with each
other? Yeah. I mean, but the thing is, why would you... why would Peter go to Lauren's 30th in the first place? I know they're trying to be mates for the sake of Louis, but at the same time, you just wouldn't.
Maybe that's what it is, just to show. Which, if you are on a date, they can be amicable.
Especially if you are on a date, you wouldn't take your date to your ex's 30th. You wouldn't do that unless you are kind of still into.
Peter Beale, clearly.
Not you, the date wasn't that bothered. She was flirting with somebody else at the back of the party. So all in
maybe
all,
maybe he thought, oh, she'll be right with it. Let's why not?
But she was,
I can see it being Lauren and Zach have a little thing, and then she ends up going back to Peter. That's what I think is going to end up happening.
Yeah,
it could be how Whitney and Zach split or something.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that the Lauren thing is going to be the catalyst for Whitney's exit. Yeah. Because they're making a lot out of Whitney and Lauren being best mates. And Lauren already has this secret that she's keeping from Whitney.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So that's presumably going to be the thing that eventually pushes Whitney away.
Yeah.
Now, whether that means that she's taking Brittany with her and they just all go and live with Bianca and Milton Keynes, that's a possibility.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming that she's gonna say to Zach, no, I'm not giving Brittany up. Or is she going to get arrested for what she's done?
I mean, that's a possibility. Maybe she's going to get shipped off to America with Ben. Give birth in prison. I hope not. I really want Whitney to have a
I
happy
hope
ending.
not.
She doesn't deserve like a Ronnie type exit where like
No.
it's miserable all the way through her existence as a character. Like
Yeah.
I want Whitney to have a happy-ish ending. I mean, obviously it's not going to be a fully happy ending because Zach isn't going with her, so she's not getting the family thing that she so craves. But if she can just go off and live with Bianca and Milton Keynes and have the baby and all is well, I'd be all right with that with for
But
Whitney.
I think they need to try and write something in for Zach and Whitney to break up in the way that they're going to, because Zach would go with Whitney surely in those
Yeah, there
circumstances to
is.
be with
Yeah,
his
this is the
baby.
thing. It needs to be something that Whitney says, no, me and you are done, and I don't want you to come with me. Like, what
Or
that would
Zach
possibly
says, we're
be.
done. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that would be. Unless it's so, it's either going to be the Lauren thing or the Brittany thing.
Or
Either I,
both.
yeah, or
Possibly
both,
both,
possibly
yeah.
both. You know, there's sort of reasoning there as to why they would break up permanently. But at the same time, there's still going to be a kid of Zach's out there. So he's. It's going to be difficult to sort of see Zach want being okay with staying in Walford while Whitney moves away.
Yeah, that's it. That's I don't know though. It depends how they write it all in, doesn't it? I think once Zach finds out that she bought Brittany, essentially, he's gonna
Two
be like,
grand.
absolutely not. Do you think
Yeah.
it's believable? Do you think Whitney would do that in these circumstances?
Yeah, I do actually. I didn't think it was out of character for Whitney to just do something silly for the sake of this kid that she sees herself in. I understood that. And the fact that 2 grand made it affordable. I mean, Keely's lost, in all fairness. 2 grand ain't gonna last you a month these days.
No,
So,
not in. Well, she's in Milton Keynes,
right,
isn't she? But
the
still,
price of
down
crack,
south, down south.
or whatever she's on, heroin, or whatever
I
drug
don't know.
she's
I'm going
on.
to
I don't
say.
know. I don't know what the street rate is these days. When we were
No.
at uni, it wasn't that expensive to get hold of, but I don't know what it is these days.
You were on crack, were you, Rob? You didn't tell me.
I tell you what, I got my degree.
Somehow.
Somehow. Genuinely, somehow, let me tell you. There we are then. So we'll see what kind of goes on there. What I
Yeah.
do know is that Shona McCarty is actually still filming.
Oh,
So,
right.
yeah,
Okay.
so we ain't anywhere close to Whitney's exit just yet. It's one of
Interesting.
those. It's one of those long
I
running
just.
ones where we get told that she's leaving and they haven't even got around to filming the exit yet. So it's.
If I'm honest, right, realistically, if she's going to have this baby, I can't see that she would keep fostering Brittany at the same time. Like, in real life.
It's
I don't
going
know.
to
I
be
could completely be wrong.
interesting.
I'm sure some people do that,
Yeah,
but.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure, but I am interested actually to sort of see how Whitney then deals with it. Like when she eventually gives birth to this baby, all being well. You're kind of wondering, like you say, like, is she going to sort of be like, all right, Brittany, that was lovely. Thanks very much. You can go back to your mum now. Or
Exactly.
is that going to really confuse her about who's priority, who she should be prioritizing? Is she going to leave the baby with Zach and go off with Brittany? I can't see that happening.
No, I can't
No.
see that happening at all. It's just like they're in that little two-bed flat. I mean, all right, the baby can sleep in their room with them for a bit, but oh my God, having a baby. Just, yeah, how are you going to cope with a foster kid that needs so much care and is so demanding and a
Yeah, I
brand new
mean,
baby?
let's talk about Brittany for a minute because she is a lot to sort of
Yeah.
contend with. I do feel for Zach. I think that he could be going about what he's doing and saying a little bit better in some regards. But on the other hand, I think he's actually dealing with it quite well because he's trying his best to actually include Brittany in the sort of the family life and the home life and everything. So it's not bad.
I think he's warmed to her really well and been quite nice,
Yeah,
actually. I
quite
know he's had his
quickly.
moments
Yeah.
at the start of the
Yeah,
week and
yeah, yeah,
stuff.
yeah, yeah.
Wait until he finds out that actually Nonna is official. He's gonna go. I think this is gonna be what breaks him up, surely, because when he finds out, because like Lauren said, he could go down for it as well. There's no way that they wouldn't believe that he didn't know about it when he's not signed. Surely they have to sign a paper or something, or a contract or something.
What if in some weird turn of events, Brittany and Zach end up getting really close? Brittany stays with Zach and Whitney goes off and has the baby.
God, maybe. Is Brittany a long-term stay? Where is she in the
I don't
credits,
know.
Rob?
So while she's with the kids, you can't really tell where the kids are in the credits because they
Ah,
until
okay.
you hit a certain age, you come of age in EastEnders as a kid actor when you go higher up the credits with the regulars. Until
Right.
you hit about the age of 15, 16, because
Right, okay.
Lily is still always at the end of the credits, and Ricky is still always at the end of the credits, but the likes of Denzel, Avani, Nugget, they're all in the regular credits. And
Ah,
so
interesting.
you don't know. So that doesn't actually tell us anything. But well noted. Well noted, Rue. Well done. Well done. I mean, let us know. I do love that. I'm very proud. It's like, look at my protege learning all the stuff. Well done. But I do like all the stuff from Brittany. She has clearly got a lot of issues that long term could be interesting to sort of see being ironed out. Which kind of makes me wonder whether she is good for a regular character and that you could keep her around long term. Because she's clearly very damaged. Like, everything that's gone with her mum has clearly damaged her. She's, like, hoarding food and keeping under her bed because she doesn't know when she's next going to eat. She's wetting the bed. She's, like, stealing from markets and all that kind of thing. So she has still kind of got the mind of Milton Keynes, although don't tell anybody who lives in Milton Keynes that that's the case. Because they'll kick off.
They're all like it, Milton Keynes, aren't they? Stealing apples off the fruit and veg stalls. They're all same, aren't they?
You know what Milton Keynes kids are like? but yeah, so she's still sort of doing all that. So I think it could be interesting to sort of see this playing out long term. And I do think that the actress plays a really good awkward kid.
Yeah, she is really good, actually.
I mean, she's an award-winning actress, so you'd expect it. So
you can tell
she's an award-winning actress. So yeah, interesting. I there's still a lot more to come with this. Like I say, Shona McCarthy is still filming, so anything could happen still.
Mm-hmm.
But let us know in the comment section, how do you see Whitney's exit playing out? What do you see about Brittany? Get rid of her as soon as,
because I can't.
Whitney, Brittany. I'm too old to be making these mistakes. Let us know in the comment section where you see this storyline going. Right, ladies and gents, next story. Onto a slightly smaller story now. Priya and Martin's relationship and Ivani's involvement in this. I quite enjoyed Ivani this week, I have to say.
I've loved all of this.
I love Ivani. I love Priya and I love Ivani. I love them as a pairing. Do you see any future with Priya and Martin? I kind of don't. I think that he is a little bit vanilla for Priya, to be honest.
Like she said. Yeah,
I do think definitely. That. And Priya is still very interested in Ravi, clearly.
Yeah.
So
I mean, Martin were telling her all about the, you know, fruit and veg like history and how it's been passed down through the family, and I was like, oh god, she would not be remotely interested in that. Which was very polite, I'll give her that, for Priya. Like, she was being quite polite about it.
Usually so.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean,
does this not show the longevity of Ravi as a character? That you can just put him in a little mini storyline like this where, you know, his ex might be interested in him or his ex might not be interested in him and he might be a little bit jealous, but he's not trying to kill Martin over it or anything. He's just sort of acting like a relatively normal human being.
He was trying to be nice, if anything. He offered to pay for a meal, didn't he? And said, oh, come on then. Martin weren't happy when he found that out, were he?
No, he weren't. But then you can kind of understand why. It's like, why is your ex paying for this meal? You sort of get that.
Yeah,
and why is your daughter pouring wine over my crotch and calling me daddy? That's also a question you would ask, I think.
Weirdly,
not even the first time that Ivani's called him daddy.
No, I don't think it is it?
No.
Do you know the only thing I didn't like about Ivani this week, and it wasn't that I didn't like it, I just didn't buy that Ravi would believe it, you know, and she went in sobbing to him saying, oh, mum's really ill, and I thought, come on, Ravi, surely you don't believe that. Like, it's so obvious that she's putting it on. That was the only thing I liked. No.
I know what you mean, but at least it gave us a shot of what Priya considers sexy lingerie. My switch-woo in her velvet dressing gown.
Hey, do you know what though? I've loved Priya's wardrobe this week. I've been like,
oh, she is
totally in character. I'm a huge Priya stan, you know.
I reckon it. If I was a woman, I'd wear Priya's clothes.
I was thinking if I was slimmer, would I wear Priya's clothes? Actually, was what I was thinking. I was like, yeah,
I'd wear Priya's clothes at my size. Bollocks to it.
Oh, well.
I would. No, it'd be fine.
You're right.
Massive,
you're quite right.
Massive hoop
wear
earrings.
Whatever you want, you should wear whatever you want.
And I'd have short skirts showing off my thunder thighs. It worked for David off Big Brother, so why couldn't it work for me, I say? You know? So.
Controversial, Rob, to say there. Anyway.
I've got thunder thighs. I'm allowed to say it about myself.
Oh,
you know?
Okay, right. Okay, say it about yourself.
I'm trying to get me cancelled, Dre. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
I took it the wrong way. It's me taking it the wrong way. It was my fault. Cancel me. Don't cancel Rob.
Cancel her. Anywho. So I am enjoying Priya. I am enjoying Ivani. I love their relationship as mother and daughter. I liked the little, the more tender moment when Priya sort of went in. She didn't go in all guns blazing after Irvani ruined the date. She sort of was like, right, there's something up with you. I'm going to be tender. I'm going to go with the softy, softy, monkey, catchy thingy approach and sort of find out what's going on. So I liked that. They have a very tender relationship. They will have a fiery time together as characters, but I love their relationship. It's really working.
What's interesting, we had that little discussion last week about, is she a great mum? And I saw a comment, I will try and find it if I can.
Yeah, saying, no.
No, it was Stephen Brody on YouTube who said, Irvani and Priya for sure have a good relationship, but a great mother, that's not the same thing. From what we've seen, Priya didn't do anything other than keep Irvani alive. I had the same issue with Karen. We were constantly told she's a great mum, but really didn't see a huge amount.
This is the thing. I'd actually be quite interested in us having a proper discussion about what makes a good soap mum and the differences.
Bonus episode.
Bonus
perhaps.
Episode, maybe. Let us know if you're interested in that, because I am. Arguably the moment where she kind of went in, knew how to deal with Irvani and knew how to get what was actually wrong with her out of her. That's a good mum, you know.
That's what I think.
You kind of got to wonder whether a soap mum is necessarily going to make a good soap character if she's setting a good example, you know?
You know what? You talk about having a village around you when you're a mum, right? I don't know at what age that village is supposed to stop or when you're supposed to expect that support, but perhaps because Priya's now got this village around her, she's got support with Irvani and Nugget. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It can be the great mum that she's had within her.
Yeah.
Because she's not had any support before, she's not been able to be the best mum that she could be.
Yeah.
But now, you know, there's not as much pressure and it all being on her. I think we're seeing a great mum, personally.
Yeah. Interesting. We'll have a proper discussion about soap mums one day. I would be interested to sort of get her takes on it. I'm really interested to sort of see Priya and Irvani's relationship grow from here. I can't see a massive future for her and Martin, I must be honest. Martin and Stacey are probably more destined to be together, and Rhea and Priya are probably Ravi and Priya are more likely to kind of be pulled together because they've got that history, and I think they're both
shipping name there, Rob. Rhea.
There you go. And they're kind of both bonkers enough to be attracted to each other as well, you know? I think one excites the other. They've got that sort of chemistry about them where, you know, if one of them commits a crime, the other one will just go mad over it. So,
do
like
more
that.
Crimes.
Do on, rob a bank. but there we are then. So I can't wait to see more of Priya and Irvani. Love them. Right, ladies and gentlemen, we shall move on to the next story. On to Denzel now. You do not speak like that to the former CEO of the Minute Mart. Excuse me, mister.
I think Yolandi should have been me and get him back a bit more.
Giving him some of the Agatha.
She was too shocked.
Giving him some of the Agatha treatment is what he deserves. Let me tell you.
Can we clear one thing up that I'm confused about with all this?
Yes.
So Denzel's got this package, Yolandi's got it, etc. etc.
Yeah.
Is this the first lot? Because
he's
Nugget
acting like
said,
an arsehole.
So surely he's already had it, but then Nugget went, see, he's not even started taking it and you're acting like this.
Yeah.
It's
a bit weird because it's sort of like you can't be dependent on a drug that you haven't taken yet, surely. And the way he was acting implied that he'd been taking it for a little while because he was acting really bolshy, really aggressively, and very unlike the Denzel we've known. So
maybe Nugget just assumed that
because Jaden, the actor who plays Denzel, has been on Instagram and confirmed that this is the first time that he's taken it.
Oh, I did see that post. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
being Aggie Santos anyway.
Yeah, pretty much. Just being an absolute arsehole all week. Not approved. Not no gold star for Denzel, let me tell you.
Oh, no, that is immediately what I thought.
You do not get a gold star.
I don't know what would be the
an anti star.
What's
the
anti
star? We should start a thing where we punish a character every week.
A red star.
A red star. A cross. A big black cross. A big red cross. It's interesting. I mean, I do like this storyline because I think it's actually really, especially when he was stood in front of the mirror and was sort of looking at himself. This is really going into sort of body image issues and all that kind of thing. Really interesting, especially for a teenage boy character. Really relevant, really important story to tell. I'm 100% behind it. But you don't call your landing and a stupid old bitch. That's just bang out
honestly,
of order.
Honestly, I was shocked.
And
when
you
he
don't
said
slag
that.
Off her and you don't slag off her cooking either.
Do you know what? She should be like, right, I tell you what, fend for yourself, kid.
I wondered what you were gonna say then. Yeah, that's where I thought that was going. That's where I thought that was going.
excuse, right, so your stepmum's not here, your dad's not here, God knows where your real mum is, right?
Yeah.
And now you're having to go at your landie and saying that her food's off and that what she's cooking. I bet you any money that your landie's food is banging. So
it's
I don't know what he's on
about. It's fantastic. Yeah, exactly.
It's very undenzel-like as well to be walking in like that and being... It's all very undenzel-like. This
This is the thing that confused me was the fact that if he'd already been taking the steroids, I wouldn't have batted an eyelid because it's
exactly,
like, yeah, well, this is what happens. This is what happens. This is the sort of personality changes it gives you. But the fact that he's not even taken a single one and he's literally just really annoyed because the Landy's keeping this package from him where he starts acting really aggressively to everybody, it kind of didn't really ring true. So...
Yeah.
Now he's actually taking it. It will feel a bit more natural. But before that, it's sort of just like you're just being an arsehole because you're getting a bit impatient, basically.
Yeah, or is it because you know he's got all this pent up anger that he's not getting out or something, and
maybe
he needs to be gymming? But then again, you know, there were one point he just sat playing video games, and I thought, oh, got time for video games? I thought you'd be doing a workout or something. You're that obsessed? I don't know. Maybe he thought, oh, I can have a break now. I've got the steroids coming.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Play a bit of Crash Bandicoot. I'm sure that's not what they played.
That'd be a great game choice. That would actually, no, do you know what? That wouldn't calm me down, that game. No, it would not. Anybody who's played Crash Bandicoot, especially the latest version, you'll know what
now.
I mean. You'll know what I mean. Fantastic game, but my God, you can easily break a controller, let me tell you. Anyway. So he has a falling out with Nugget this week as well. I really liked the scene between Denzel and Nugget, actually. I love Nugget so much. It like anybody who goes for Nugget, I'm automatically really defensive.
I agree.
And I love the fact that Nugget was prepared to sort of like distract Yolandi, but then Kat walks in having a meltdown because she forgot her makeup bag and then just sees Denzel going for Yolandi's handbag. And Nugget kind of gets the raw end of a deal when Denzel starts having a go at him because Nugget realises that that ain't no picture frame in your package, pulls it out of his hand and discovers what he's actually ordered, and then reels off. Nugget knows all about steroids. Nugget's done his research. He won't be able to get it up. You'll turn into an arsehole. You don't need them, you know.
Well,
so...
I might know when you think Ravi's got a bit of a gym background, clearly. Maybe Nugget knows some bits and his dad's warned him off or something.
Possibly, yeah.
You know, you shouldn't be doing if you ever think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because his dad's a bit of a beefcake, but that's clearly all been sort of natural, you know? So it's...
Do you know what? The other thing there, because Yolandi was very much respecting his privacy about not opening this package and him telling her it's a photo frame. You can feel it's not a photo frame, surely. I'm not being funny, but if
someone
had ordered
Yolandi
something...
He never told Yolandi it was a picture frame, though, to be fair, did he?
I told that to Nugget, fair. But still... He ordered something off Yolandi's bank card.
Yeah, that's why she's angry with you.
So
with you, Denzel.
Yeah,
well, like,
I'm
let's
sorry.
Not get it
if you've
twisted.
Ordered something off my bank card, I'm earning it to see why you're getting so angry.
What have I just bought? Yeah.
So you've just ordered something off my bank card. Fraud, by the way. Right? Yeah. And now you're calling me a stupid old bitch. Well, I'll tell you something. I'm opening that package and I'm flushing it down the toilet when I see what it is.
Look at the mother coming out in her. This wasn't the read that I knew 5 years ago. Let me tell you. Re-landy over here. But you're right,
though,
100%.
I'd be honoured.
Absolutely. I really felt for Yolandi this week. As if she hasn't got enough to be dealing with an evil vicar after her, you know? And then she's got to deal with a stroppy teenager calling her a stupid old bitch, I think.
Also,
not.
As if Yolandi's ended up being his, like, primary carer, like... How's that even happened anyway?
I don't think she wanted to be in this situation, put it like that.
She's not even known him that long, and now she's getting all this off him. I'd be ringing his dad up and being like, you want to get your ass back, pal?
It makes it harder, though, because they have developed a close relationship quite quickly. I think that's why Yolandi is so shocked and upset by his behaviour, like really hurt by it as well. So I get it. I do get it, but it's kind of frustrating to watch. It hurt anybody in the square you like, but leave Yolandi alone.
In a way, though, is Denzel living up to this... impression of Denzel that she had from the start? Remember, she was making out with this really bad lad when he wasn't.
Yeah.
So now is he like, well, if you're going to think that, I'll live up to it kind of thing as well.
It's going to be interesting to sort of see. I because Howie and Kim have been away for 3 months already, so I don't know how much longer
Can't
they're
believe
away for.
that.
I know it's flown
That's
by, isn't
gone
it?
quick.
So I don't know how long they're much longer they're away for with the mermaid and the weird ventriloquist.
I thought it was
But
3 months. I'll go get that
it
in my
can't be
head.
much. It can't be much longer. I wouldn't have thought. I
Yeah.
wouldn't have. I doubt they're back at filming just yet, but it won't be too much longer before they are, I
Yeah.
would suspect. So it'll be interesting to sort of see what happens when Kim and Howie get back. Patrick as well would have been a really good sort of person to have around, but he's visiting
Yeah.
Anthony. Not sure how long for. So Yolandi is literally on her own with it all at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
So. And now Denzel is sort of pushing Nugget away. Yolandi's washed her hands of him. So, and Amy's, you can tell his relationship with Amy's sort of hanging by a thread at the moment as well. So, at some point, I think it's only going to be George in the background. I think it was quite relevant that George witnessed the argument between him and Nugget. So,
Yes.
I think George is very much going to be sort of taking center stage with Denzel pretty soon. Again, I'd be interested to sort of see Zach's involvement in this because obviously Zach has his own history with steroids. I mean, differently taken, I know that was needles, hence,
Hey,
but
do you know something? I'm learning about steroid usage because in my head, you could only have steroids if you injected it. And I've
yeah, I
been
certainly
Googling,
did.
like, oh, you
I
can have it in pill form. Oh, right. Well, you
yeah
get it
I
prescribed. Of course, you
yeah
can in pill
yeah
form. And yeah.
There you go. So we will see where
Educational
this
as
goes.
well.
Educational, that's the BBC's charter. Educational and entertaining. That's it. So we will discover where Denzel ends up. My guess is it's not going to go well for a fair few weeks
No.
before it gets better. It's going to get much, much worse. So bring the storyline on, though. Really important. And I'm glad that they are really focusing on the body image aspect of it because that is huge at the moment. It really is. So
Definitely.
good, good, good stuff.
Bravo.
Right then, ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived at discussing Ben's exit. Tissues at the ready, Ballum fans. Right then, ladies and gents, we've had an exit. Ben Mitchell has left EastEnders, and I can confirm that this work because it was actually a little bit unclear, I think, at the end of the week whether that actually was
Yeah.
his last episode, but that was his last episode. Yeah.
So that happened.
Oh my goodness me. I mean, if
Right, can
you.
we just talk about it from our opinions and not talk about
Yeah, I mean, I've no interest in riling
for
up
now, for now.
corners of the EastEnders fan community. That's not our place.
No.
I think it's important to remember that different characters mean different amounts to different people, and it might mystify
Definitely.
some people as to why some people get really emotionally attached to certain characters and not others. But every pot has a lid, and you can't help who you fall in love with, right?
Rob
So
loves Janine.
I love
You
Janine.
love Ben and
Other
Callum.
pe yeah, some people are absolutely mystified that anyone could love Janine. That's just how it
True.
goes. And stories like Ben's really resonate with people, so I can understand why certain people are really, really gutted by this.
I mean, it's come out of the blue, and hasn't it? We've not seen Ben for a while on screen either prior to
No,
this, I
we
don't
haven't.
feel.
And I think that, yeah, I mean, let's be real. You could sort of tell that this story was kind of thrown together in a little bit, can't you?
You can.
It all felt a little bit rushed. What I would say, though, is that they managed to get quite a lot of pathos out of it by the end of the week. Really sold by the script and by the performances of Tony Clay and Bax Bowden, who, if you, I mean, you have you'd have to be living under a rock in the EastEnders fan community to not know sort of what's been going on and why this has happened.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but we're not going to go too far into that because that's not our place either.
Life happens and
Life
these
happens.
things have to happen on TV shows
Yeah.
to account for that.
So, I mean, the basic idea of this was that Ben has been arrested for committing credit card fraud whilst he was in America searching for this cure for Lola.
Do you know what? I think it's all quite believable. I think
Do
they've done
you?
quite well with how they've written it. Yeah, well, how else did he afford it? Weren't we all questioning it at the time? When he were
I
in America,
mean,
we were all like, what money has he gone to America with? Because everything's expensive, especially healthcare. What were his
yeah,
plan
I
while they were
know. I
there?
mean, yeah, but I mean, you can sort of, yeah. I mean, but the thing is, Ben is the sort of person that can get hold of money quite easily. He's got
I
filtering dad, for God's
know.
sake. Arguably, did he need to do this? Especially when
Yeah,
Richie
okay,
read out
I
the
did
list of
think
things
that.
that he'd done, like I was like getting a business class flight back to London. It's like, you didn't need to do that, did you, Ben? Didn't need
That was
to
dumb
do
because that were obviously in his name. It's like, why are
Yeah.
you signing yourself in while you're at it, Ben?
Yeah,
Like,
you'd have been, yeah, you'd have been
yeah.
in less trouble if you'd have sort of hidden in the luggage compartment.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can sort of It all kind of came out of left wing. It's not like the trip to America has ever been mentioned since, but...
I'm saying it's believable because they had to write something. And yes. What else were they supposed to write, to be honest, that would be kind of believable?
Yeah, I mean, given the circumstances, I'm actually... You've got to kind of give them some credit for it turning out as well as it did, I would say. And I thought that Max was very good this week, I have to say. As much, and I've said this many times, but as much as Ben has absolutely driven me insane as a character at times, and I mean into the point where I want to chuck my remote at the telly, I've never criticised Max Bowden's performance before, and there's no reason to. And he's going off to do a play now. He's just about to go on tour. I think it's called Birdwatcher or something like that, where, you know, he's playing he's playing basically, it's all to do with war and sort of the effects of war, for a laugh. Bless him. I bet Max Bowden's dying to do a sitcom.
never gets happy roles, does he?
Bless him. Bless him.
No, he doesn't.
So, I mean, this also is the end of Balham as we know it as well.
Yeah. Was Max Bowden one of John Sen's casts?
I want to say that he came in a little bit before John Sen when Kate Oates was running the show on her own.
Oh, interesting.
I think.
Oh, because we've had a lot of Waterloo Road actors on EastEnders, and I wondered if, because Max Bowden was on there, because I was just thinking about his other role. Yeah, prior to that.
Yes. So, I mean, let's talk about the story and what actually got presented to us. I mean, yeah, it all happened within the space of a week. You know, 1 minute, everything's kind of okay. By the end of the week, Ben's been arrested and has been shipped off to America to be in prison for a little bit. And it was sort of like, the way the story was being written throughout the week, you're sort of like there's rubbing salt in the wounds of the Balham fans, and then there's throwing bleach on top of it as well. Like, you know, him falling out with Lexi, and Lexi, the last conversation that Ben and Lexi have before he goes is Lexi saying that she's just really disappointed in him, like Ben crying, and it's just, give him a break. I kind of really enjoyed what we got from Callum this week as well. I thought Callum had actually probably Callum's strongest week in many a year, with the stuff with Phil. Phil and Callum are two characters that I think have really sort of earned scenes together, and they never really seem to get them. You know, there's a lot actually to be taken from Phil having any form of relationship with a boyfriend of Ben's. You know, they've sort of really sort of thrown away the history of Phil's homophobia and difficulty in accepting Ben's sexuality. And for Ben, and they kind of addressed that this week with Phil basically essentially saying, God, look at me sat here chatting to Ben's husband. You know, we never thought that was going to happen. So it's a shame that they've never really sort of continued that journey of Phil really accepting Ben's sexuality, rather than they just sort of, like, I think it kind of came about that when Ben nearly died on the floor of the Vic after Hunter shot him. And I think from then on, it was basically implied that the sexuality doesn't matter. You nearly died in front of me, so I don't care if you care or not, I think was the idea. But it sort of...
Did you like that comment, though, that he said at the start of the week when they were preparing for Callum's birthday? And he went, well, if you're going to be the boy... Yeah. That were a genius comment, though.
I liked it.
You were very in character. I'm not saying it's a good
Phil
comment.
Phil being a dinosaur. That was the other thing. Yeah. That was the other thing, of course. It's all had to happen on Callum's birthday as well.
Of course.
Never allowed a second of happiness together, is right to the very end. But the thing is, this is the thing. It was very much kind of led by angst, as their relationship and all their stories have been all the way up to this point, really. And their relationship dynamic has really been sort of addressed by Callum this week, I thought. When they had those scenes that were, you know, they were talking through the cell door, and Callum said stuff to Ben that some viewers have been thinking about Ben for a long, long time. Like saying, oh, it's all the Ben show, is it? Oh, you're making this all about you, Ben.
And you know what? I disagreed with him saying that, because I don't think...
Really?
No, like... Genuinely, I don't see that he does these things deliberately. I think he's just Ben. That's just what he does. He's not doing it because he wants attention.
No, but that is Ben. That is Ben, though, isn't it? It's somebody.
Yeah,
who...
but I don't think he thought. I thought Callum were making out. Oh, look, Lola's suffering. There's no attention on me, so I want there to be attention. I don't think that was Ben's intention whatsoever.
Not deliberately, no.
I think it's just how... Yeah, not deliberately, but that's what Callum was implying.
But that's how Ben makes the situation feel, I think, is what he was saying.
Right, okay. Because I thought he was just like, you're just an attention seeker. And I thought, I think you're being a bit harsh, actually. I don't think he was going out looking for attention. It's just how he handles things, isn't it? Mm. completely the wrong way, but hey, that's Ben.
Yeah.
You knew what you were getting yourself into, Callum. Don't start throwing it back in his face just because he's got done for a bit of fraud in the States.
I mean, it's madness, isn't it, really? That of all the things that Ben's done over the years, this is the thing that lands him in prison for a long time.
But it's kind of genius from the writers because you can't... There's no way that anyone can get him out of international fraud.
No, not even
anything
Richie.
To do with the USA. Exactly, exactly right.
Hey,
I mean,
at least we saw Richie
a bit
this
of a
week.
A bit of a salt down road in London. Fine,
Yeah.
Richie's on it.
Yeah.
But international fraud,
Yeah.
No chance, pal. You're a
Assault,
goner.
human trafficking, don't worry about it. Bit of
Oh,
credit card
yeah,
fraud, though.
nothing.
Bit of credit card fraud, you're
Ooh.
screwed.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I mean, I did enjoy it. This is the thing. I think that what we got out of what they had to put together to accommodate this exit was as good as they could have made it, I think.
Yeah.
There were,
Difficult circumstances for
it was
everyone who were
difficult
involved in it, let's be
circumstances, and I
honest.
think that, you know, it's a case of the hyper fans of Ben would not have been happy whatever they were given in terms of Ben's exit, in all honesty. And I think that there's elements of it.
It's not written for the hyper fans, though.
No,
It's
it's
been
not.
written because they've got a situation and they needed to get him written off in the
But
best way that they
actually,
could
I think
for
that,
some real life circumstances, whatever that may be.
but
So you just got to accept it, and that's
I
it.
also think that there were scenes
I mean, I get
where
it,
they
but
were sort of they were placated in that way. Like that last scene between Ben and Callum, some people found really emotional watching it. And I got it, you know, they're having a really kind of honest conversation. Which is something that their relationship has been lacking a lot of the time, which is why they kind of feel so distant from each other sometimes, because Ben has such difficulty in being emotionally honest until he is right on the edge. And then he's kind of like, okay, yeah, I'll talk. And it's like, why didn't you do this before? We wouldn't be in this situation. So that's very much been Callum's biggest issue with Ben throughout the entirety of their relationship.
Yeah.
And it was sort of very understandable how Callum would, because then we kind of got two big scenes with Balham this week, where they had that moment of Callum going, do you know what? Yeah, I'm done. See you later. Enjoy prison. Walked off. And you sort of felt, wow, is that how they're ending Balham? Wow,
I
that's
know,
going to go down
I
well.
was surprised
That's
at
going to
that,
go down well.
yeah.
But do you know what? It would have felt actually kind of, I'd have been all right with that, in all honesty.
I would like that would not be believable. If this is how this is
Ah,
ending,
see,
that Callum's dumping Ben, no way. It'd be Ben that would be pushing Callum away. That's
Yeah, but
exactly, no.
that's what he was saying though. Like you've pushed me to the point where I cannot. This isn't sustainable anymore, is basically what he was saying.
But
And
it's like you say,
actually,
he's done so much worse than credit
he
card
has.
fraud
But
for that to be
it's
the
a straw that broke
camel
the
that
camel's
broke
back, though,
the
isn't it?
girl's
Straw
back.
that broke the camel's back. Do you know what I mean? So
Yeah.
actually, I would have believed that because I think a lot of the issues that I've had with Callum as a character is that ever since he got with Ben, that's who he is. That's his
Yeah, I know.
personality.
It's his
Ben's boyfriend,
identity.
you know, sort of kind of pulls a face and goes, "Oh, Ben," and then kisses him on the forehead, and then, you know,
Yeah,
sort of
I
kind of
know.
goes about his life as a policeman, and sort of rolls over and takes all the emotional difficulties that being in a relationship with Ben and being in a relationship with a Mitchell causes anybody, you know. So I think it would have been perfectly understandable for them to end it like that. But then they had that final last scene where even Callum couldn't say, you know, oh no, I need to come back and tell you how much I love you. I
Yeah.
will wait for you. And they had that quite genuinely sweet moment between them. You'd had to have had a heart of stone not to have a little bit of sort of
Yeah.
feeling in that last scene. It had a nice level of pathos to it. And they sort of left things on a decent note, and Ben's gonna plead guilty and go to prison, do his time, probably be let out with good for good behavior, and be out in,
For
we
good
don't
behavior,
know.
Ben, are you joking? Are you kidding?
Well, you know,
He can't help himself. That's how he's
he
got into this
can't.
mess in first place.
Oh, it's
All
mad
right,
though,
then.
isn't it?
So, do you think they know what they're going to do with Ben? Is Ben going to get out in a year and be recast?
I mean, you kind of suspect that a recap. I thought I was kind of, to be honest with you, I was expecting a Julius theme by the end of the week, so
That
we
is a
didn't get
very
that.
good point. Yeah,
We
I've seen
didn't
a few people
get a
online
Julius
saying that as
theme.
well.
We didn't get the Julius
Why?
theme, so I kind of wonder whether they're sort of
Did they get a
gonna.
Julius theme if they're not going off in some kind of vehicle? Are you entitled to a
Yeah,
Julius
it's
theme
very
when you're
important.
being
Yeah.
deported to America? Maybe we could have had him on a plane in handcuffs with a bit of Julius theme. Wouldn't feel right, would
Wouldn't
it?
feel
Would that
right.
feel
Though, to be
right?
fair, the storyline didn't suit the Julius theme, in all
No,
honesty.
no.
And I think actually, Ben is the sort of character that this will happen. It's not the first time Ben's gone off to go to prison, is it?
No.
You know, and he's never had a Julius Seam in any of the time that that's ever happened to him.
Exactly.
I think people would have wanted a Julius Seam for Max more than Ben, I think, at that moment.
Yeah,
With,
true.
so, and for the end of Balham, as we
I
know
don't.
It.
I don't feel like they could recast Ben that soon after what when his prison sentence would end.
Well, I mean, Peter didn't have that much of a gap between between actors, did he?
Yeah, but we recast to an old Peter, so that kind of worked.
So would they do? Would they bring Harry Reid back or someone like that? Do you think?
Interesting.
I did
Maybe.
I liked Harry Reid a lot. I was kind of nothing against Max Bowden, but I was really gutted
no,
when
no,
Harry Reid
nothing.
left because I liked
See,
Harry Reid's interpretation of Ben quite a lot.
But Max Bowden is now Ben to me. I don't know how you could recast Ben again because at first I was like, "Who's this guy? This is not Ben," and now I'm like, "He's totally Ben." Since they brought someone else in, I don't know. Great
Hard,
with
isn't
Johnny,
it?
aren't we? Talking of which, is Johnny the new Ben?
I mean, I'd argue there's a lot of elements in Johnny in Ben. No, what am I trying to say? There's a lot of elements of Ben in the new Johnny. I would argue, you know.
Yeah.
So, like we said at the start, do we? I mean, they spoke a good game with Callum, saying that he was never going to even look at, you know. So instantly said that Callum's not going to have any sort of love story in the coming months either. So, do we believe that Callum's going to remain completely and utterly celibate until Ben gets out of prison, or is he going to meet somebody else? Or
until Ben does something in prison, and then
how
Callum
is that
will
going to
go,
get
right,
back to him, though? How is that going to really get back to him? And would, and you got to argue, you got to also wonder, would
true,
Ben do that after the way they've just left things? Callum, you know,
yeah,
would you
of
think
course
he
he would,
would? You think he would?
yeah, it's what's the word, not self-destruct, you know what I mean, what's the word, is it self-destruct, Ben? I could imagine him.
Yeah, I
Let's
mean,
call it
it's
self-destruct because I know there's
yeah,
a word
sure.
I'm thinking of now.
I don't know. I mean, but the thing is, though, he's going to have difficulty meeting. I mean, you know, he's going to prison, so he's not going to meet the love of his life there, you would argue.
Yeah, British prison. I'm sure he can find someone in prison.
He's adaptable. He's
Yeah.
Adaptable. I
Even
don't
Callum
know.
Said it to him like, "Oh, all those like," he says something like, "Oh, all those American
All those
men in
hot
prison.
prison
How are you going to
birds."
help yourself?" And you know, I don't know. I think something. Oh, Ben's just going to push Callum away. Obviously, it'll all happen. Maybe Ben will tell Jay or Phil something. They'll get back to Callum, and then Callum will go, right, well then, Prince Albert, it is. I'm going to find myself someone. Hey, Johnny, you remind
Yeah,
me a
I
little bit
mean,
of my ex.
is there a
I don't
reason
think
why?
Johnny, though.
Well, now you wonder this: is there a reason why they are turning Johnny, like, quite Ben-like in the sense that is he maybe heading towards Callum in a relationship sense? Do you think?
See, for me, they're two almost brother-like with each other because obviously Callum came in because he was Lee's best friend. So would he really go for his best friend's brother? That, like I said, they're kind of family with each other.
Weirder
They're in a
things in
family group
Walford.
chat. I mean, I know they're not actually related, but to me, I don't know. I wouldn't be up for that. But then again, we've not seen much of Johnny. Maybe they can develop that relationship and we'll all be on board with it and they'll be...
Or you could put him with Felix. You know, give Felix something to do. Felix is in
That's
dire need of a
true,
storyline.
Yeah,
You know,
he is.
give Felix a relationship.
A
That's a
policeman
whole.
and a lawyer would be quite a good fit there, to be fair, Rob, wouldn't they?
A policeman and a drag queen would be a good fit together. Why not, eh?
Why not?
Why
Why not?
not?
Yeah, you're quite
You
right.
know, and kind of have a look at Felix and his sort of his relationship status, because that's just been completely and utterly ignored. We've not had a single storyline really for Felix on his own
No.
since he started. So giving him a boyfriend,
It'd be good
might
with
be.
Lexi as well, Felix, wouldn't it?
Well, I thought Felix actually had a really good time this week, especially with the scene with Brittany.
Well,
You know,
Brittany,
I really
yeah.
enjoyed that. I'm not saying, you know, that Callum immediately needs to move on. Of course I'm not.
No.
You know, he's going through essentially a grieving process at the moment where he's lost his husband for now. We don't know how long Ben's going to get sentenced for. I suspect we'll find out next week because we ain't seeing this hearing. So I suspect we will find out via Richie or Phil will put the phone down and say he got 10 years or something like that next week. So we'll know exactly how long we're, in theory, losing Ben for. Because obviously, as soon as he comes out of prison, you'd think that Ben would be running straight back to Walford. So I think
yeah,
that kind of...
especially for Lexi.
It will, if it's only a matter of months that he's in prison for, that will give us an indication that we're getting a recast Ben in the coming months, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Well, we don't know, do we?
We'll
Let's see what they
see.
say.
Let us know what you thought of Ben's exit in the comment section. Keep it peaceful if you want. Don't argue too much about it, okay? It's okay. But You know, do you want fair play to Max Bowden? I think given the circumstances, he did bloody well this week. Because those can't have been easy scenes to film, in all honesty.
No, definitely not.
If everything that we have been told is true, like, you know, and I don't believe everything I read in the papers. So
he still did a good job of playing Ben this week.
He is a bloody good actor.
Feelings behind the scenes, who knows? I don't know.
Who cares? Who cares at the end of the day? You know, he is a bloody good actor. He has had some absolutely insane emotional stories thrown at him in quite a short amount of time. I think, you know, he played Ben for 5 years, and he has, in that time, had a rape storyline. He has been a gangster. He has coped with death. He has had an eating disorder storyline. So it's been really constantly intense storylines for him to be doing.
Definitely.
And he's delivered each and every one of them, you know? So you can't criticize Max. And if there is anything going on with him, then that's what's happening. He'll get himself sorted. And with that amount of talent, he'll have a fantastic career. So good luck to you, Max. I hope you do well in life. And I hope your tour goes well as well, because that looks good. He's working already. You know, he's found himself work already. And best of luck. He's going on tour. Have a look online. Go see Max in theatre. Good luck to him. But yes, for now, that is the end of Ben. And that is the end of Balaam. So watch this space for what... I hope this is...
We should have worn black today, Rob. It's
we
like
should have
worn...
At the very least, we should have worn black armbands. I hope that this is the start, because I think the problem with this now is that it's either going to be the making or just the general fading away of Callum.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, we've got to watch this space. They've got, who knows, we don't know what they had, what they originally got planned for Balaam anyway, you know? How's it all going to tie in? This is why I'm thinking it is going to be Johnny, like you said there.
We'll have to wait and see. Good luck. Right then, ladies and gents. Gold Star Reef, what are you giving yours to this week?
Do you know what? Even though you don't actually deserve it, but I don't know when I'll be able to do it again, it's going to have to be Ben, isn't it? Max Bowden did a good performance. It's not for his behaviour.
I'll give mine to Callum. You mean Ben's behaviour? I'll give mine to Callum, because actually I did enjoy Callum this week. He had some good scenes. So there you go. Ben and Callum, gold stars this week. See, there you go. Right, ladies and gents, final section of the podcast as usual is comments from you guys. Right, before we get on to comments from you, a little bit of news. Classic EastEnders fans, you are in for a treat, because I think in the run-up to the 40th anniversary, Classic EastEnders episodes are going to be uploaded a whole year's worth of Classic EastEnders episodes is going to be uploaded every single month, until by the time we get to Christmas, we will have basically the entirety of 2008 to 2024 all available on the iPlayer. Oh, yeah.
Love that.
It's
going to
be amazing.
That.
I mean, I don't need to leave the house, do I? Who needs fresh air, I say? Who needs it?
I need to seriously catch up. I'm only on 2010.
Well, according to the BBC EastEnders Facebook page, BBC iPlayer is already home to a great offering of classic EastEnders episodes from 2008 to 2011, and this is set to get bigger as the entire EastEnders collection for 2012 will be made available to stream on Tuesday, the 25th of March. That is now up. Subsequent monthly uploads will follow for the duration of the year, so that by Christmas Day 2024, viewers will be able to stream over 2,000 episodes with the entire EastEnders collection from 2008 to the present day available.
Amazing.
So that's exciting. I mean, people do love a bit of retrospection, I think, for EastEnders, because it's the soap that more than any relies on referring back to its own history. So
there is we often get comments from people saying they've only just started watching or they've not watched for a few years. So it gives people a chance to catch up. And you know what? We don't remember everything, do we?
No. So it's all going to be there for reference. So I'm really excited about that. Marvellous.
Yeah. Love it.
Comments this week. Ree, have you got a comment to start us off?
Yes, I've got one from Rachel Alice June on Instagram, who said, I felt Ben's exit was a bit clunky, but that last scene, crying emoji, and I was actually scared for a second that Lexi was leaving. She's my new favourite Mitchell. Dean in his shiny white sneakers need to go now. Love of Arnie and Priya.
Yeah, fair enough.
Lexi, actually, did we?
No, and her standing up to Richie and saying, we don't pay her. She's a little brat sometimes, isn't she? She's a precocious child. She really, really is.
What did she say?
I'm a Mitchell.
We don't pay you
to keep your gob
shut.
Yeah,
we don't pay you to be quiet.
This is why we know that Richie hates kids. Can I just...
I've dealt with enough of him, yeah.
Alison Riley commented and saying, it's upsetting, but I really feel that Ben will eventually divorce Callum so that he can go his own way. With Denise wanting a divorce from Jack, if this also goes through, we will not have any married couples on the square, only a few couples living together.
No way.
Yes,
oh,
way.
wow.
Yes, way.
Yeah, I'm just thinking in my head now. Well, unless Elaine and George get married.
So, yeah, but Cindy and George are going to have an
I
affair
know,
at any
I'm
moment. So...
I'm just thinking that.
So that's
yeah
not
wow
gonna last. Nobody's
that's
married.
something
What the hell?
that's
That's
yeah
madness, isn't it?
well Jack and Denise are a civil partnership, aren't they, as well, anyway?
Yeah.
So
So
is
I
that
mean,
class? No, that is still married,
they're still
isn't it?
married, but it's not like we even saw their wedding.
No, that's true.
So
So for all we know,
yeah. So yeah, that's mad,
wow,
isn't it? In a
that
soap, there's not
is,
a single married couple on the square.
yeah, that is crazy
They
when
need
you
to
think of
sort
it
that
like
out.
that.
They need to
Yeah, they
sort that
do.
out.
We do. Yeah,
God.
definitely.
Wow.
Wow.
Next comment.
Another one from Instagram from SEEE fan. Avani's still in my heart this week. She's been so funny. I can't believe how nervous Priya was with Martin. Super cute. I feel so sorry for Lexi and Ben with his mental health at the minute. Sad and glad Jean has gone to Mo's, but Dean needs slapping down.
Slapping Dan, he
He
does.
does
I
need
mean,
slapping
he does need
down.
slapping Dan. I mean, it's. The Dean stuff again, it continues on. He is heading towards a comeuppance. I think there's no two ways about that. But quite what this will comeuppance will be remains to be seen. But I feel like that might kind of come. I think Harvey's going to play a big role in that. And I feel like whoever Gene comes back, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, we get Mo back, we get Freddie back, and then imagine if Shirley climbs out the back of a taxi.
I'd love that.
That'd be
That'd
a
be
great
brilliant.
surprise. That'd be a
Yeah, it
really cool
would.
surprise, wouldn't it? And final comment of the week, Gillian Maynard says, I hated how rushed Ben's exit was. However, the acting was first class. Max and Tony have a chemistry that was written well. Thank you, Pete Lawson. It shined and it was gripping. I bawled like a baby at the last scene. Ben will be back. With what fate remains to be seen, but I personally have enjoyed the Balham era. Well, the acting anyway. Yeah, I mean, as a relationship, they have been tricky at times, I think it's fair to say, but they've been a very memorable pairing. You know,
Yeah.
not many couples you can instantly sort of remember with such vividness. Give them
Very
that.
true.
I
Very
will give
true.
them that. So that's it for another week, ladies and gentlemen. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
And thereby closes our 50th episode, Ree. Can you believe it? 50 episodes.
Oh, it's our year anniversary next week.
And next week is our
Us.
1 year. We're
As
one.
if we've been doing it a year.
What a
That's
year.
crazy.
It's mad, isn't it?
That is.
I've been doing EastEnders podcasting for nearly 4 years now. Yeah,
Wow.
that's
I've been
mad.
doing it for nearly a year now,
You are but a
so.
young sapling. I know. So yeah, there we go. Our birthday next week. We'll wear a party hat or something. We'll get drunk
Yeah.
during the show. Why not?
Woo-hoo.
Let me
Yeah,
think what we
okay,
can do.
yeah. Maybe not drunk, Rob. Got to
What has
drive
happened?
for the rest of the day, and
What has happened to
it's a
us?
Friday morning.
It
It's
used to be
Friday
any
morning when
excuse
we
that we'd get drunk
record.
together. It used to be
It
any excuse
would.
that
It
we'd
did.
get
It
drunk
used to
together.
be.
Why in the
Yeah,
day? Oh, we'll have a drink, shall we?
I
Now it's sort of like mild, you know, I'm driving, I've got a kid to look after, I've got
yeah,
work
you know,
later.
responsibilities and that. Yeah.
Boring. Anyway, so I will. We will speak to you next week in some guys. So until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.